mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Boy, I tell you, the weeks are just blasting past us. Already the 14th day of January 2005. Wide open phones today. I want to take a lot of your calls. I'm going to go to your calls in the next segment at 1-800-259-9231. Any news item, any issue, any comment, any question, it's welcome here on this broadcast against the global tyranny known as the New World Order. 1-800-259-9231. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv, as well as Infowars.net. You know, they're going to have the military out at the inauguration of our great leader next week. They're also going to have 400 TSA airport screener employees out harassing the public. And Governor Ridge, our great leader, about to be replaced by Mr. Chertoff. Well, Governor Ridge is quoted on the Army website as saying this is an example of what the rest of the country is going to be like. They're going to duplicate this integration between the military and the police. And I've got Ridge on tape on Fox News saying we got to get rid of posse comitatus and put troops on the streets. Troops on the streets, boys and girls, aren't for terrorists. Troops on the streets are for a military dictatorship. And you hear this nomenclature everywhere in the last decade creeping in. The media started saying it with the government. Now everybody's picked it up. Firemen, police officers, mailmen. They call us civilians. Well, what does that make them? I've heard mayors call the general public civilians. No, we're citizens. We're sovereigns. We are the authorities. We are the bosses. That's what the Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, and Constitution says. Only in nations under martial law do they call the citizens civilians. Let me just tell the police this. You are civilians. You're not in the armed forces, and you're not overseas patrolling some captured third world country. Or are you? But see how just that term hangs out there in front of us. It's like the politicians telling us, Republicans and Democrats, until we accept it, we are a democracy. We are a democracy. We are a democracy. Funny, that's one of the few things the founding fathers agreed on, was that we were not a democracy, and a democracy always led to dictatorship. Oh, yes. You see, in a democracy, if 51% of people say, take that man's farm and give it to us, or put black people at the end of a plowshare instead of a mule. It happens. But in a republic, the minority as well as the majority are protected. There are codified laws based in the bedrock of the Constitution that the government cannot violate, and it is very restricted in what it can do. So all these definitions are changing. And these poor, foolish people that do nothing but watch the different sitcoms and dramas on TV and football will argue with those of us that are politically informed about the way this country really works. They don't have any terms, any facts, any history, nothing but their arrogance, but their psychological association with the power structure, when they're nothing but pathetic slaves. So there's so much news today. A caller called in about New York. I did get the AP article where two guys told a joke about lawyers being liars and were arrested. See these type of reports every day. There's just so much coming up. You don't want to miss it. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Lord Ridge, Governor Ridge, gauleiter for Bush and his masters, the globalists, has come out with Europe and others and said, we've got to standardize all of our national ID cards now and our passports with the same system of face scanning and thumbprinting for our world ID card. And the UN came out years ago and said, we've all got to have standardized driver's license at the state level, that is at the country level, the national level. And so this is what they do. They bring you into a Pan-American Union, a EU, European Union, an Asian Union, through the guise of trade deals, then merge our social security systems, merge our law enforcement. And I have another article where they're merging our law enforcement with, quote, foreign assets. This is all in your face happening. And but it's all for security, all to keep us safe from Al-Qaeda. But the borders must stay wide open, of course. And so we see the headlines, Washington prepares for Bush inauguration. And a couple days ago, they've got a general on TV standing on a giant map that was the floor. And he's walking around a map of D.C. talking about how the military is going to keep you safe. That image on national television of a man in uniform standing on a huge map of D.C., he's the guardian, the great military officer, 1,000 feet tall, standing above the people, protecting them. Oh, yes, in North Korea, that's the posters they use, are maps of the cities in the country with a huge military man standing over it. And all of these images are carefully crafted. You know, the billboards, George W. Bush, our leader now popping up. It's insane. But don't worry, your Christian conservative leader has banned crosses in the inauguration. On the parade route, just can't have them. They might upset someone. Why, it's the freedom of America. And it's the most expensive, biggest inauguration ever. They have hired hundreds of flower arrangers to arrange all the flowers, and it's just ridiculous. It's our emperor, Caesar. Presidents never behaved like this before. It's gotten worse and worse in the last 50 years. This is how Caesars behave. And Caesars would say what you couldn't have in the parade route. And of course, they just said, because I'm God, I'm the Caesar. Now it's because I'm your big, loving brother. I take care of you, my little brother, my little sister. And then I went to the Army's website. There were all these pictures of Ridge and Ashcroft and others with troops, with machine guns all over D.C. Not just National Guard, which they can claim gets around posse comitatus, the federal law barring that, but regular Army. Here's Air Force Link website. Military support group prepares for presidential inauguration. A little-known group of sailors, soldiers, airmen, Marines, and Coast Guardsmen is preparing to provide behind-the-scenes military support for presidential inaugural activities, the organization deputy commander said here January 11th, or 3 days ago. Now, that's just one group. There's also the District of Columbia Military Defense Force and a bunch of others. The Joint Task Force, Armed Forces Inaugural Committee, provides all military ceremonial support for various 55 presidential inaugural events, but this one's different. And so they're careful on CNN and others to go, oh, it's behind the scenes, just advisory capacity. Oh, yes, out with the tanks and machine guns. Ridge describes unprecedented security for Bush swearing in, and they're going to have the face-scanning cameras, all of it, to keep our leader safe from their business partners, Al-Qaeda. And here is the Army.mil website, Army Public Affairs subsection, Army News. Soldiers practice security for inauguration. Elements of the Joint Forces Headquarters National Capital Region gathered at the National Mall in Washington, D.C., to participate in a public demonstration of some of the biggest and best tools being used for security in the upcoming inauguration. Among those present for the event were Charles H. Ramsey, Chief of the Metropolitan Police Department, Tom Ridge, Secretary of Homeland Security, and Major General Galen B. Jackman, Commander of the JFHQ. That was the guy running around on this giant map, like, I don't know, 300-foot-long map, 200-foot-wide, of the city. A satellite image of the city walking around with these pointers, laser lights shooting down from the ceiling about what we're going to do for you. Oh, larger than life, keeping us safe. Just such propaganda. And it gets into the soldiers from the Military District of Washington, members of the Metropolitan Police Department, Marines, and Chemical Biological Incident Response Force stationed at Indian Head, Maryland. And Ridge begins to give these sickening quotes. Listen to this carefully. It's important to note that the people and the organizations represented here in person and with this equipment have been working together for years and years, said Ridge during a press conference following the demonstration of the technologies. They work together all the time at all the events in the National Capital Region. Ah, the region. These organizations represent what the Department of Homeland Security tries to do nationally, again, merging the military and police, said Ridge. This is a quote. Integrate capacities, abilities, and all jurisdictions because together they are an extremely strong force or total federalization under Homeland Security. And he goes in to talk about the merger of the Joint Task Force of the U.S. military, the National Capital Region, the Military District of Washington, the DCPD, the Armed Forces Committee. I mean, it goes on and on, folks. And then they outlined the security. So in your face, and there he is saying, this is an example of what we're trying to do nationally. When you have all your urban warfare drills, and when you have the National Guard out assisting at checkpoints to look for drunk drivers, or when they have a big thing like Fiesta weekend in San Antonio. Before 9/11, they had MPs out on the streets aiding the police. Why, you're not for riots or drunkenness, are you? This is nothing happened, by the way. It was just, we got video of the troops out back in 2000. Everywhere this has been going on. And in my film, The Road to Tyranny, we interview a Marine Corps officer, also a police officer, who quit the force. He has a very successful business, that's all I'm going to say, here locally. But back in 1989, he was a Marine Corps commander kicking down doors in Virginia on drug and gun raids, including of gun dealers' homes. And it was a covert operation with Marines in police uniforms who weren't even police yet. Then later he got out of the Marine Corps and was a police officer for a while until he got into computers. But the point here is that this is in the late 80s. They had a secret operation going on all over the country that we've learned of. And then I talked about it on air and was invited to this guy's home, and he showed me the documents and photos and a lot of things we couldn't show in the film. But the reason he got mad and finally called me was he was driving up I-35 and saw the National Guard out searching people's vehicles with the police just randomly. And that was back in 2001. And he actually got stopped and was just shocked to have police and troops trying to search his vehicle. And you can see that interview with his face blurred out in the film. But he said it took him, you know, now middle-aged, all these years to finally start getting it. Again, that is in America, folks. And then now I hear police on local radio in Austin going, yeah, there's no Fourth Amendment. The Sheriff Frazier got up on TV when they raided a whole neighborhood and put guns in people's heads, made people sit down in fire ant beds, kicked people's dogs, no drugs found. They had some weeds in their backyard that literally are in about half the backyards. Well, it's every backyard. It's called bloodweed. If you don't, if you have a big backyard and don't mow it, in the back where it gets wild, you'll have bloodweed. And so they didn't find drugs at one house. They just said, we'll just search the neighborhood. And Frazier got up on the news and said, we no longer need warrants. That was a quote. We don't need warrants anymore. And no, we're not going to apologize about doing this to this poor woman. By the way, we finally got her out of office. And so now she's going to go to Sam Houston University, the big law enforcement university. We've done stories on that where they teach we have the textbook. One of my good friends, Bob Dacey's son, state police officer, when he went through it, this is about 6 years ago, 5 years ago, they told him in the textbook, there's no Constitution, no Bill of Rights, we're getting rid of juries, we're going to work with foreign troops. I mean, this is in the textbooks. Do you understand? Do you understand? This is in the textbooks. This is what America has turned into. And again, but it's for your safety. But the border's wide open, and every terror group we track down is funded by the CIA or Mossad or MI6 or the FSB. I mean, in every case. All right, I said we go to calls, and we'll get to your calls in the next segment. Jack and John and Joe and everybody else, 1-800-259-9231. World government is upon us. Why do they want to track and trace and control us so badly? Because they've got an economic plan for you that they know you're going to revolt against.
Hey, I'll tell you, I have lost over 40 pounds with Vim and Vigor's Collagenate, and my energy level is just incredible. With me is Carla Jarrett from Vim and Vigor. Hey, last weekend, I helped my neighbor move. It took maybe 3 hours of moving boxes. Then I mowed the lawn, which I never would have done before I lost that 40 pounds. And then after that, I went ahead and did my 20 minutes of cardio.
Wow.
My wife actually mentioned that she was kind of amazed that I did all of that and just kind of kept going.
Well, that's great, and just as a reminder, there's no stimulants in collagenate.
Right.
So it's not that you're taking stimulants, it's more that you, because you've lost weight, you have more energy and you're feeling better.
Absolutely. I'm sleeping better. I feel better during the day. I don't get as tired in the afternoons, and I'm able to do a lot more. Collagenate is safe, it's natural, it's healthy, and it's helped me to lose over 40 pounds now. Call and order Vim and Vigor's Collagenate, 1-800-622-THIN. 800-622-8446. You'll get $25 off your first three-month order. Order Vim and Vigor's Collagenate, 1-800-622-8446.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
John and Jeff and Mike and Stephen and others, then I'll plunge back into all the news as America is turned into the most high-tech police state in history. As the world is swept by scientifically crafted dehumanization. But hey, who cares, because the football game's on. John in Texas, you're on the air, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
We were talking about Oklahoma City yesterday. And one of the things that tipped me off that something wasn't right about that is the fact that Tim McVeigh went halfway across Oklahoma City with a license plate on his car. when the day he arrested and they said that he didn't have a plate on there, I said, well, any fool knows that the first cop you come across is going to arrest you. And it sounds awful strange. Not that many people want to talk about that.
Well, you know what the Daily Oklahoman reported.
No.
The state police said that when they pulled him over, he said, I've got a gun under the seat. He fell to the ground and said, make it stop, oh, the chip. The chip in my buttocks. They made me. They made me. And he probably didn't have a chip, but under torture, they say key words to you. And then they torture you until you have a compulsion to do something. And folks, for those that doubt this, it was even in the mainstream news. Jolly and West, who came out in the 1977 MKUltra CIA mind control hearings in Congress, that was his personal government psychiatrist who stayed with him from the time he was arrested off and on until he was executed, always by his side. And again, that's your patsy. They get somebody tortured, living daylights out of them, mind control them up real good, and then just activate the mind control program that makes them go to pieces at the key time. Oh, the state police said he was also drooling profusely. You know, he just packed an ammonium nitrate bomb that would normally blow up before you even got it there. He just packed it full of all this, but he just gets pulled over and he's drooling, saying, "I've got a chip."
It was definitely a setup, day one.
Well, I mean, let's talk about what's admitted. Congress admits that this top BATF officer practiced blowing up 7 different car and truck bombs out in the desert. He just didn't live in Oklahoma, but he happened to be in Oklahoma City that morning there, and he's the guy that called the media within 10 minutes saying it's an ampho bomb. And then Danny Colson, one of the top FBI hostage rescue team commanders, claimed that he was in Dallas when it happened, but hotel receipts show that he was in Oklahoma City. This is all public. It's a coincidence, though. It's a coincidence. And it's a coincidence that it was under a National Security Council operation, just like this sting on the World Trade Center the first time was, where the FBI cooked the bomb and trained the driver and let it happen. And when their own informant said, let's bust them, they said, no, we're going to let it go forward. Just like on 9/11, the drills of flying hijacked jets into buildings that the CIA was running at the exact same time it happened. Just so happened that was the National Security Council running that, too. They're very friendly people.
That's all I got, eh?
Thank you. Good to hear from you, John. Jeff in Texas. Jeff, go ahead. Yeah, Jeff, you're on the air. Okay, bye-bye. Mike in Ohio. Mike, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, I'm all right. Go ahead, sir.
I'd like to find out, what happened to Clay Douglas? Is he recovering from his injuries?
Yeah, he is.
That's good. I'd like to hear that. He's one of my favorites. Is he back on radio?
I believe so.
How are your health holding up?
Pardon me, sir?
How's your health holding up?
Oh, great. Thank you.
I'm glad to hear that.
How is your health?
Fair.
How's your family?
Oh, fair. We got a lot of outstanding illnesses and injuries we're recovering from. I'm trying to look through your collagen A for some help for weight problems.
How's your lawn doing?
It's growing what you said in the backyard.
Oh, it's growing those bloodweeds.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to have to SWAT team you, I guess.
I know. Hey, I was researching on the autism projects, and I'm astounded how many people are in this area are not aware of what's going on in the vaccine program.
Well, autism is up several thousand percent from 1 in 25,000 20 years ago to 1 in 1,000, and the new numbers are coming out. It looks like it's going to be 1 in 168.
Yeah, I had people years ago warn me about these things that were going to happen, like through vaccine programs, and I didn't believe it, but I'm believing it now.
Why? Well, the government wouldn't hurt you. I mean, their own official plan says they want to kill 80% of us, but they've been caught ordering the third world to sterilize their women, and they've been caught developing AIDS virus. That's now mainstream news in Europe. And they've been caught spraying nerve gas on American citizens all over the country and killing people on the New York subway in 68. But let's just start trusting them, Jeff.
Are there certain parts of the country they can keep ignorant about that and others they don't?
Well, no, anybody can find out about it.
It seems like certain areas, I talk to people, it's like they're oblivious. They're going about their everyday lives. They don't seem to be
having an idea. Maybe they're good and we're bad. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself, the reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight. Before we go back to Steve and Joe and Cliff and Dorothy and everybody else on this live Friday edition, before the last break slammed into us, I just mentioned our government that kills us with nerve gas. Folks, there were multiple congressional hearings. There are hundreds of declassified documents. We're in New York, San Francisco, South Texas, Idaho, just all over the place, Alaska. The government would fly over with helicopters or planes, spray out nerve gas, release plague, bubonic plague. Just type in plague bombs used on Scotland. And BBC and Reuters will pop up, you know, where they just bomb people with a bubonic plague. Then they send in a few dozen to the small-town army doctors who act like they're, you know, from the regular government, just there to help. And, oh, what's the sickness? And they don't give people treatment and watch how they get sick. I mean, they'll just kill you. They'll kill me. And they find these scientists and these individuals, usually with high IQs, and the arguments, well, we've got to get prepared for this to happen, so we've got to go ahead and test it real world. It'll save millions if it really happens. But really, it's about engineering and gearing up to do this to the mass of us. 1968, New York subway, one of the most famous examples. Just type into a search engine and you'll get popular mechanics and the popular science. You'll get AP, you'll get all these articles. Just type in biological weapon released by government in New York subway. Type something like that into a search engine. And you'll read about it. And people were going to work. They had their children with them back in 1968, getting on the subways. And they had little time-release light bulbs that released an unnamed bioweapon. Quite a few folks died, but details remain classified of just how many. And, you know, just children, old women, men, women, just people going to work. We're just going to kill you. We love you. Give your rights up to us or Al-Qaeda will get you. And again, you're a cop driving down the road right now. You're a BATF officer. You're a lawyer. You're a prosecutor. And you're going, that ain't true. Okay, well, just when you get home tonight, go to the big search engine and type in biological testing, U.S. government biochem testing, or try NBC, U.S. government NBC testing, nuclear, chemical, biological on the American people. And you'll get thousands of links, thousands of mainstream news articles. And you go, well, the government's so evil, well, then what do you mean mainstream news articles? Why would it be out there? Well, over the years, it comes out here, it comes out there, back of the paper, and they'll usually report it like it's no big deal. Well, they had the young Army sergeant who was gung-ho. They asked him, will you sign this form to let us test some chemicals on you? They're totally harmless. We just want to test them. Oh, sure. And they put them in the chamber and nerve gas them, and they die, and then they cut their body up and dissect it. Of course, that's on the good end of things. You know, at least they said it's some type of testing we're doing before they killed him. Or before, in 1985, in Wales, in an army testing ground in England, U.S. and British troops were nerve gassed with sarin nerve gas as one of the last tests of Project Shad. Ought to get Dr. Rocky back on about that. Army top expert, Colonel Rocky, on Shad and the DU and the rest of it. And some of the guys died that day. Some of the others got sick later and died, and many others have big health problems from it. We've interviewed the sailors on board the ships where they fly over at 500 feet with jets and spray them with anthrax. It's a lot of love. Let's turn our firearms into the government. Let's submit to them. Let's just believe whatever they tell us. They wouldn't kill 3,000 people on 9/11. They're nice. But there's other cases in San Francisco and in Anchorage, Alaska, where they just fly over and spray you. And see, the fun part about this is, now with the new drone wings of aircraft, the drone bombers, the drone fighters, the drone surveillance pods, by 2010, half the Air Force will be drone-controlled. You're not even going to have pilots controlling these. You can have individuals with preset flight plans and computer programs where the tiny cabal of globalists, it won't matter if their own military won't follow orders. It wouldn't matter if our own military wouldn't nuke a city and then blame it onto some foreign enemy, because they can have a drone take off from a private contractor's base with that bomb. And it can fly right over and drop it. And it won't matter how many witnesses see a plane drop a bomb. They'll tell you Al-Qaeda detonated it on the ground. We can have firefighters saying they saw the bombs in the towers. They can tell People Magazine that. Doesn't matter. It's what the government tells you the official story is. So this is the freedom. And this is why they're so arrogant. This is the new freedom, the forced psychological testing, the forced drugging, the face scanning cameras everywhere, thumb scanning to buy and sell, world ID cards, Ridge is now announcing. This is the new freedom, folks, being arrested as a terrorist for complaining too much or selling knockoff Rubik's Cubes or selling a half ounce of marijuana or paying off a politician for zoning for parking spaces. You know the drill. This is the new terrorism. We're all terrorists but the terrorist. The only people that aren't terrorists are terrorists. That's what tyranny is, my friends, is when the criminals, the people that enjoy the exercise of power, the people who never get enough, who always want more, who are control freaks, get into control. And then they get their hands on the levers of the PR firms and the public relations systems, the space age propaganda instruments. And you've got a decadent population that had plenty and who was well off because we used to have liberty, so that produced plenty. You have a decadent population swigging whiskey and guzzling beer and eating cheeseburgers 24/7, watching football, strutting around wearing T-shirts about how tough they are, bugging their eyes out mindlessly, don't even know how many states there are, can't tell you 10 state capitals, don't know how many people live in Canada, don't know the history of Mexico, don't know anything about Europe, don't know the Bill of Rights or Constitution, don't even know who their great-grandfather or great-grandmother were, never read a history book, literal drooling idiots, breeding, taking over. And then there's this huge swath of us that are awake and involved, but either we're tied into fake right-wing politics or fake left-wing politics, so it's even a smaller portion of those that are involved that really know what the real paradigm is. I mean, we have a government that did 1,300 tests of chemicals, biologicals, radiologicals by the time it came out in the late 70s in the hearings. And now a lot of other documents. You see, the government has billions of documents, and they're always declassifying new ones. Just whole stacks get declassified. People get lazy and don't review them properly, so they get released. Bush is now reclassifying masses of stuff that was already public. Stuff that was already released, already in the back of the newspaper, already on the National Security Archives website. Now they're trying to claim you could be a terrorist if you have documents that were declassified 10, 20, 30 years ago. See, a new dark age is dawning. A new age of wickedness. And the Christian conservatives, the fake Christian conservatives, suck their thumbs in a catatonic state, knowing George Bush is a prophet. He is a disciple. All is well. And you tell him, well, he's banning crosses anywhere in the parade route. Well, he's putting people in office and federal judgeships. Went after Roy Moore. Well, he's doing all of this. Oh, shut up, communist. See, you bought the Trojan horse, didn't you? You bought it hook, line, and sinker. And I don't want to hear from the liberals that call in and go, see, Kerry would have saved us. It was all staged. And unless we face the cold, hard facts, the cold, hard truth. I mean, I don't want people to psychologically evade me on this. People who serve the establishment, who feel like they're part of the power structure, don't giggle, don't make excuses, don't turn the radio off, you know, don't play games with yourself. This has to do with your future and your children's future and humanity, your immediate future, not just the long-term or intermediate-term future. There is a global elite running things that openly will nerve gas children for fun. Our own government, when they were doing uranium and plutonium tests in the 40s and 50s, it's far worse now, really, just to test their personnel and to see what they could get away with, you'd have a GI and his wife would be going to the base for medical treatment, care, pregnant, happy family, 6 months pregnant, looking forward to that baby. There were hundreds of these cases that have been declassified, by the way. And the Army doctor would say, "Hi, sweetie, I got a little something for you. I want you to take these prenatal vitamins. Will you do that for me, hon?" "Well, sure, doctor. Thank you for caring." "Oh, you bet I care. You bet I care, sweetie pie." Yes, that's the real spirit of it. And she goes home and starts taking them, and a few days later, something real bad happens. She goes back into the hospital, see, because that's where she gets her care, and they go, "You don't mind, we're going to roll in some 35mm and 16mm film cameras, and we're going to tape this." You see, you weren't going to be told till a decade later that we killed your baby, and your hair is going to fall out now, and your teeth are going to fall out, and you're going to die too, because we're testing uranium and plutonium poisoning on you. And you know, the sick thing about all this is, there's a lot of people listening who are World War II, Korean War, Vietnam vets. I get their emails occasionally. Most of them have woke up, but some of them email me, "You know, America's good, and this is a good country, and you need to leave it, bud." And I email them back and go, "But is it true? Is it, sir, here's," I used to do this, I don't even do it anymore, "here's three links to mainstream news where just where they quietly announced that they killed women and their children, their unborn babies, with uranium and plutonium. Would you please respond?" And then the email comes back with a profanity. "I'm sorry, I didn't kill the babies. I didn't kill the women. I didn't nerve gas the people. I didn't do it. I didn't do any of it, and I'm sorry I told you about it." And I know in your junior high mentality mind that you think if somebody tells you about something, that as soon as it comes into your mind, it then exists, but it didn't exist until you knew about it. This is a very toddler-like, child-like worldview. The world does not revolve around you, and just because you don't know something doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Just because you're walking through a field and there's a pit, a 100-foot pit in front of you, and you're going to fall into it and break your neck and bash your little brains out, just because it's dark and you don't see that pit doesn't mean it's there. And I'm very angry about this. And it's time for you to get it through your heads. I don't care if you live in a $10 million house and you're driving a big old M2 Hummer, or whatever they're called, down the road right now. I don't care if you go to Republican or Democratic dinners and, you know, VPs pat you on the head. The globalists don't care about you, and this whole illusion is getting ready to end. The people that have been setting up this evil for a long time are lining up all the pieces of the puzzle to bring us into the next level of high-tech tyranny. And believe me, you're not going to like it. Now, we've got a chance to stop this if we just have the courage to face the truth and to get involved. Let's go to calls quickly. I have to do that rant. I guess up next here is Steve in Pennsylvania. Steve, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Welcome.
I just found some interesting information. I found two documentary channels. One was DTMS. And it's not on yet. They have America's Secret Soldiers. This was made last year, and I think it was May of last year. Documentary on Secret Soldiers.
Yes, Secret. Tell me about it.
What it says on the information is the classified military forces must operate in an environment requiring expertise beyond a traditional combat mission. It's a special. And down below that one, they have the military channel. I never even knew that was there. They have battle plan on tomorrow night, and the battle plan, I don't even know what this word means, it had this description, technology revolution makes the modern Blitzkrieg possible. Episode Blitzkrieg, date produced January 11th of 2005.
Well, I mean, MSNBC came out Monday and said that our troops are being trained to torture. They said it was great, by the way. To kidnap and bomb. So everything the terrorists do, they even wear the black mask.
Last night, I watched a segment on, like, you're mentioning how the military is going to be coming home. They're going to be our pretty much law enforcement. They had a segment on last night. I think it was Delta Force Company, one. They're going around over in Iraq, and they're helping supposedly.
They were showing Squadron One on TV?
Yeah. Yeah, they had, it should be on today, too. But anyway, they're going around with the police over there, the supposed police. And they busted somebody for, I don't know what they actually did. But what their police over there were doing, I mean, when they caught somebody, they were beating them up. And the military, they said they couldn't do nothing. They just stood there and supervised. And the police were beating the people up, throwing them in the squad cars and taking them away.
Well, I mean, they caught a family trying to get some firewood to cook their food off the side of the road, and they machine gunned the car laughing and run over it with a tank. I mean, we've heard that many times. Thanks for the call, sir. We'll be back. I mean, look, people in black masks torturing, that's good, okay? It's good. It's good. You gotta learn this. Nerve gassing American children, they say it's good. I don't think it is, but okay.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of 4 AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of 4 small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up about 15 minutes in the next hour, we got Ellen Mariani coming on. One of the 9/11 widows has been suing the government for involvement. A lot of new big developments there, but I pushed back her interview a little bit because I want to be able to go to Joe and Cliff and Adam and everybody else has been patiently holding. But before I do that, my films. They're the best films out there, bar none, many people have said, exposing the New World Order. Because my films cover a wide array of issues per film. And always cover things in a historical perspective to then give you the motive of why the globalists are doing what they're doing. Whether it's the police state or government-sponsored terror to get us to accept the police state. These are great videos. Like 9-11, The Road to Tyranny, The Masters of Terror Exposed, Police State, Three Total Enslavement, The Matrix of Evil, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. But I also carry other great films like Eric Hupschman's acclaimed 9-11 Painful Deceptions, his video and book. The book is Painful Questions. Also George Humphrey's 9-11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati, an incredible film that also gives you a wide swath of documentation and really covers September 11th. We've got that on VHS and DVD. Got a bunch of different specials going right now. By the way, when you order, say, George Humphrey's video by itself, you get three, 80-plus page color booklets that accompany it with all the documents. Just got a bunch of different specials. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Peruse the secure online shopping cart for those specials. Order online, watch clips of the films, or call toll-free to get the videos. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And this week on PrisonPlanet.tv for members, 15 cents a day, we have put the interview with Dean Haglund of the X-Files, talking about that lone gunman episode, thinking the government may have planted that story on him. The hijacked jet being flown by remote control in the World Trade Center for martial law months before 9-11. We have, again, Muhammad Atta and the Venice Flying Circus by Daniel Hopsicker, authorized us to do that. Going up, we've got my 9-11 Painful Deceptions. That video's already up there. But we also have my video, 9-1-1 Emergency Release, but only offered for a few months. It was an emergency release on 9-11 that I put out, but some people think that's an even better video than Road to Tyranny. I put that out within about a month or two of 9-11, only offered it for a few months. Well, you'll be able to watch that, as they say, out-of-print video on PrisonPlanet.tv if you're a member as well. All right, let's go ahead and take a call. Let's talk now to Joe in Boston. Joe, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How you doing today?
Good.
Okay, I want to ask you, I'm a blind person. I've got all your videos. I can't see them, but I can hear them. Your e-books, are all those books in electronic form? Because my scanner is not that good of a scanner. You know, I have the reading software.
Yeah, they're all in a text format that I believe your reader will read.
Well, my scanner sometimes has trouble. I know there may be pictures in the books, but I mean, are they up there on your website to download with no charge or what? I don't know. I know you say you have e-books.
No. My e-books are for when you pay the 15 cents a day, you could go download my book and Paul Watson's book or read it right there on the site.
Hey, what other e-books are up there on the Prison Planet? Can you tell me?
I don't have it in front of me. There's, I don't know, probably 10 other books there.
But they're all in electronic format, right?
Well, yeah, that's how computer. Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't know much about. What about these videos that you can't buy? These things you were talking about, like that guy that you interviewed. Will that be able to be sold pretty soon?
No, it's just available through PrisonPlanet.tv.
Oh, because I wish you would have it to be sold. Okay.
I hear you. Anything else, sir?
No, nothing else, but thanks a bunch.
Good to hear from you.